USA News, I'm Dave Collins. After being stranded in Israel, hundreds of Americans have successfully returned to the United States. A plane transporting 270 evacuees touched down Tampa International Airport last night, all thanks to the dedicated work of Tampa-based Project Dynamo and its founder, Brian Stern.
These are American citizens. I don't care if they're Jewish or Christian or Muslim. We rescued everybody. So it's not just go to the airport, we have a free plane. It's incredibly dangerous. It's incredibly scary. All these people have taken missile fire. It's dicey, and they're not soldiers.
Stern has confirmed plans for at least three additional rescue flights, which will also include Floridians located in Gaza. 2,000 U.S. troops are being told to be ready to deploy to the Middle East. Reports say the troops would not be serving in a combat role if sent. The report comes just as the U.S. sends a second carrier strike group off the coast of Israel. A judge has imposed a narrow gag order on Donald Trump in his federal election interference case. This order forbids all involved parties from publicly targeting special counsel Jack Smith, his team, court personnel, and the potential witnesses. However, the federal judge opted not to impose restrictions on disparaging the Justice Department as a whole, as prosecutors had requested. Santa Ana winds are back in the forecast for San Diego County this week. Alex Tardy with the National Weather Service says the Santa Ana event will start Wednesday, with Thursday and Friday projected to be the strongest days for the wind and heat.
Bullseye, the temperatures right over California on the west coast. High probability of being above average because of the big upper level ridge and the Santa Ana wind unfolding.
Next week marks 20 years since the start of the Cedar Fire in San Diego, the sixth deadliest in California history. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats are willing to work with Republicans on a solution to the chaos surrounding the position of House Speaker. Jeffries said on NBC's Meet the Press there have been informal conversations about a bipartisan governing coalition. He said the House needs to vote on bills that have substantial support from both sides of the aisle. Texas Republicans want to increase the penalty for human smuggling, a bill that's up for debate before the state House, who would pump up the minimum sentence from 2 years to 10 years in prison.
The crimes of smuggling and operating a stash house are a major challenge to public safety.
State Representative Ryan Gillen says that the Mexican cartel are paying people big bucks to smuggle illegal immigrants from the border to big cities. The goal of the bill is to make that less enticing. Civil rights groups claim the penalties are too harsh for the first-time offenders. The fraud trial of FTX co-founder and former crypto king Sam Bankman-Fried is now in its third week. In a court filing, Bankman-Fried's lawyers argued he isn't getting enough Adderall and to be able to concentrate during the trial. Bankman-Fried faces multiple charges of money laundering and fraud. The third Republican presidential primary debate will be held in Miami. The debate hosted by NBC News is set for November 8th. Qualifying candidates must poll at least 4% in two national polls, or 4% in a national poll and one early state poll. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.